True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Jimmy, fire off the big open here. We're going to pick some winners for the weekend.
This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
They will always say you can't until you can.
Just win, baby.
After we win a game, you guys will look me in the eye, and if we lose, don't look at me.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
At the end of the day, football is all about winning. Win playoff games and, you know, continue to build from there, man.
Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
We're trying to win it all. Not, I don't know why we're playing football.
Oh, yeah. Let's pick some winners.
Fuck it. Send it in.
Send it in. Let's pick some winners. Now. We're going to do it using the Hard Rock Bet app as of right now, 4:33 on Friday, because the lines change, so I want to make sure we're all in agreement. So what were the results last week? Jimmy and I both went 1-1-1?
Yeah, you guys went 1-1-1, and Crowder and I both went 1-2. So, Hawk, Jimmy, you are tied right now.
All right. This is for a big prize at the end. No one agreed to what it was, but it's for a big prize. Oh, no. It's
I told
a $50
you guys,
Olive Garden gift card.
I didn't specify the amount, but an Olive Garden gift card and a t-shirt to for Funky Buddha Brewery. A Funky Buddha t-shirt.
Wow. All right.
That is pending approval. That's pending approval from Ryan, who I haven't texted yet, but I'm sure I can make that happen.
I'll throw in a variety pack of Pivot energy drink.
All right.
All right. Well, I got a Bonvoy pillow.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go.
I mean, this is a potpourri of prizes. All right. Here's my three games that I have researched heavily. I like the Bengals laying 3 points against Jacksonville. I know they eked one out last weekend, but I think the Bengals start quickly this year so that they don't get caught like last season. I like the Bears +6 at Detroit. It's a big game for Ben Johnson. And I know Detroit, they don't want to start out 0-2. And I'm not necessarily certain that Chicago will win outright, but I do believe the Bears will be able to keep it close. So I'm going to take the Bears plus the points in Detroit. And then finally, I like the Denver Broncos. Oh, it was one earlier. Now it's 1.5.
Laying 1.5,
okay, against the Indianapolis Colts, who destroyed our Dolphins. I think the Colts will be coming back to earth in week 2 at the hands of the visiting Denver Broncos. So Broncos -1.5. Crowder, what three games are you picking?
I am picking the Philadelphia Eagles minus one. Is that still the line?
Let's see here.
Yes. Minus one at KC.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just watched them bash their mouth in the last time they played. I watched the Chargers beat Kansas City. Why would I think they're going to go and beat the Philadelphia Eagles, who are built like the same? I do have these in on the Hard Rock Bet app.
So you think Mahomes is going to start 0-2?
Yes.
I do.
Yes. Okay. Philly minus one. Bro, Philly, and you watch Philly. I like Dallas at home laying 5.5 versus the Giants. I think the Giants are terrible. They scored 6 points in the first game, and I don't think they're going to get much better than that offensively. And the Dallas Cowboys, they protect Dak, and the only strength that the Giants have is their front four, and they didn't cause any pressure last week, and they scored 6. You can't stop them from scoring, and you can't score. I'd lay 10 on this game.
Well, it's down to 5. Good news for you. It's not 5.5. It's down to Dallas minus 5, so you're only giving 5 now.
And Hawk, I got to go head-to-head. I told Solana I have 4 games, because just in case somebody picked one that, you know, and I'd go a different way. But since you picked the Bears plus 6, I'm going Detroit minus 6 at
now
home.
I like
at
it.
Home, and now they've seen Ben Johnson with Caleb Williams. And Detroit, everybody's questioning them. Oh, well, yeah, they're not going to go 0-2, and I think they beat the hell out of Chicago because they have pride, and Dan Campbell, Man Campbell, is about to crank this thing up week 2.
All right. Jimmy, give us your 3 picks for the NFL slate on Sunday.
I'm with Crowder. Lions minus 3. I mean, minus 6.
Fair enough.
And I have the Eagles at minus 1 against the Chiefs.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And
man,
I have,
he's riding with Crowder this whole way.
I have the Raiders plus 3 against the Chargers.
Monday Night Football, one of the doubleheaders.
Interesting. All right. Betting against
like
OG.
I don't like that one, Jimmy. I don't like that last one, Jimmy. But do your thing,
Raiders
baby.
Plus 3. That's the late game Monday night. And Solana, what are your 3 games?
I kind of like that, Jimmy. It's not one of my picks, but I do like that. All right. Cleveland is a – it was 11.5. I think it's a 12-point dog now, which I'm taking this. I'm taking Cleveland on the road to cover. I told you guys, Cleveland, they're going to stink. But I don't think they're going to stink as bad, and they look pretty good against the Bengals.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for their bum kicker, doesn't really help my kicking argument. They probably win that game. I have them covering 12 points. I had it at 11.5. I'll take the extra half point. I have them covering 12 points on the road in Baltimore. The last time Dak Prescott lost to the New York Giants, Game of Thrones hadn't released the 2 worst seasons in television history yet. I wasn't even working in radio yet. I was probably still missing classes at FIU. Cowboys, -5 at home over the G-Men.
All right. That's the third person who's picked that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We're all riding high with Jerry Jones' team.
Giants are terrible.
Sunday Night Football, Vikings. Why are the Vikings on Sunday Night Football? Why are they on primetime twice in a row when you have Chiefs-Eagles sitting at 425? I don't get it. But Vikings, 3-point favorites at home over the Falcons. I don't understand this love affair with the Falcons. They can hang with the Bucks, fine. But on the road, they're going to hang with the best salad in the NFL, and Andrew Van Ginkle. I mean, are you effing kidding me? I've got the Vikes at home, purple people eaters, covering 3 points over the Birds.
Fellas, y'all got on me. That fourth quarter for J.J. McCarthy, I don't think that's J.J. McCarthy. Three quarters of garbage, one quarter of quality. And y'all are going with the one quarter of quality. I don't think J.J. McCarthy is that.
All right, well, there you go. There's our picks for the weekend.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.